Yeshayahu Perek Mem, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Isaiah 40, verse 17. Begin reading. Kol, all, or all of, Hagoyim, the nations. Kol Hagoyim, all of the nations. Ka'ain, they are as nothing. Negdo, before him. So the first part of the verse reads, Kol Hagoyim Ka'ain Negdo, which we can translate as, all of the nations are as nothing before him. And the second part of the verse, me'ephes, less than nothing, vatohu, and confusion or vanity or unreality, nechshavu, they are regarded, lo, to him. So the second part of the verse reads, me'ephes vatohu nechshavu lo, which we translate as, he regards them as less than nothing and unreality. In comparison with God, the machinations and schemes of the princes of this world are as nothing before God. The nations are a drop in the bucket before him. They are me'ephes vatohu, which means less than nothing and unreality. They're unreal because they're not based in reality. Their ideas of power and authority and so on are sheerly delusional, since they are not metaphysically grounded in the truth, and therefore they are tohu, formless and vain. And since the fool says in his heart there is no God, these societies and cultures are ultimately foolish and stupid, that is, being in a state of stupor or in a state of protracted delusion. All valid spiritual and moral authority derives from God alone and not from nature, and certainly not from social contracts between fallen human beings in this world. God alone is king over all the earth. God alone is the moral source of reality. So let's read the verse all together. Kol hagoyim ke'ayin negdo, me'ephes vatohu nechshavu lo, which we can translate as, all the nations are as nothing before him. He regards them as less than nothing and unreality. In this connection, I like the quote from C.S. Lewis in his book, The Weight of Glory. Namely, there are no ordinary people. You've never talked to a mere mortal. Nations, cultures, arts, civilizations, these are mortal, and their life is to ours as the life of a gnat. But it is immortals with whom we joke with, work with, marry, snub, and exploit, immortal horrors or everlasting splendors. And I connect this because regarding the world of politics in particular, we people tend to overemphasize the temporal in this world and make it seemingly bigger than it should be. Lewis, in another place, I think it's God in the Dock, describes this as the transposition of values. That is, what is big and important in this world is of little significance in the world to come, and conversely, what is little and insignificant in this world, seemingly so, is of enormous importance in the world to come. And therefore, when we consider the world of politics and the rise and fall of various leaders and political movements and so on, we need to bear in mind that these are mere abstractions. They're as substantive as nothing. They're like mist and vanity. This is evident to the spiritually discerning heart when we consider that there's more to life than what we observe in this world, and that the things of this world are ephemeral and vain compared to the greater eternal weight of glory that pervades all things and is before us. But what does abide and is true is the individual soul as it is standing in relation to God, and all of us, each one of us, stands before the kingdom of God, either in a place of surrender to God's love or in a place of rebellion against that love. So this too shall pass, this moment in time, but what does abide is God's truth, and for that we will stand in judgment and give account of our lives. Amen. This is John Parsons with Hebrew for Christians, wishing you hatzlacha, good success in your study of Lashon HaKodesh, the holy tongue of Biblical Hebrew, lichvod Yeshua Meshikenu, for the glory of Jesus our Messiah. Blessed be He. Shalom, shalom.